Greg Abate from his album Monsters in the Night, and you heard the track called Frankenstein. And that album is comprised of compositions all inspired by those great monster movie characters from back in the 40s. He's got compositions entitled Frankenstein, as we just heard, Dracula, Bride of Frankenstein, Igor's Revenge, and many others. A really fine album with a great lineup of musicians that we saw last night over in Woonsocket, Rhode Island, at Chan's Egg Rolls and Jazz. Really a cool venue for hearing live music, both jazz and blues. And Greg Abate was there with this very same group, and that group is Greg Abate on alto, tenor, and flute, Artie Montanaro on trombone, Paul Nagel on piano, Bill Mealy on bass, and Vinnie Pagano on drums. And it was a great night, a great concert. Greg Abate is just a very fine, fine saxophone player. And we're going to hear some more great sax players. I'm going to call this Monster Sax Tonight. But before we get into more music, let me just mention tonight's concert, sponsored by WHUS here at University of Connecticut, is still on despite the horrific weather outside. Concert's still on, the Mischief After Dark concert. It's in the Student Union Ballroom, and you ought to check it out, featuring groups like Emperor X and Spook and Spook Houses, excuse me. We better get right back into the music. As I said, some monster sax players. We're going to start out off with one of the greats, Jackie McLean.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Art Pepper and the Hollywood All-Stars, it's called. Of course, that was How High the Moon. Great standard, as done by Art Pepper. Actually, the album's called Art Standards. And I'm trying to figure out who was in that one, because it's not too clear on the cover here and on the liner notes that I'm listening to. I definitely heard two altos and a tenor. And my guess is that Sonny Stitt was the other alto on that track. And perhaps John Hurd on bass is my guess. Maybe Milko Lviv on piano. And a lot of great players on this, and they don't really give a specific rundown as to who was on what track. So that's my best guess. I dug that a lot. How High the Moon, Art Pepper and the Hollywood All-Stars from the album Art Standards. Before that, we heard from another great alto player. Actually, we've heard a whole bunch of great alto players, starting the show off tonight with Greg Abate. And as I said, you just heard Art Pepper. Before that, we heard from Cannonball Adderley from the album Plus. And we heard another standard called Star Eyes. And Star Eyes, yeah. And that consists of Cannonball Adderley on alto sax, Nat Adderley on clarinet, Wynton Kelly on piano, Victor Feldman on vibes, Sam Jones on bass, and Lewis Hayes on drums. Great, great sextet on that one. So hope you dug that. We started out that set with the great Jackie McLean from the album Making the Changes, and we heard Jackie's Ghost. I'm trying to come up with tracks, the titles that are appropriate for Halloween or music that kind of evokes that kind of feeling. So I hope I'm getting that across. Jackie McLean, Making the Changes is the name of the album. And that, of course, is Jackie McLean on alto, on trumpet, Webster Young, trombone, the great Curtis Fuller, who's still playing around, actually played in Hartford a couple weeks ago. On piano, Gil Coggins, Paul Chambers on bass, and again, Louis Hayes on drums. And a great, great set of some fine alto sax players. Hope you enjoyed that. We're going to continue on with another great sax player, maybe the greatest of all times, in John Coltrane. We're going to hear him in a couple settings that perhaps are a little different from what you usually hear John Coltrane. The first one is a duet with Thelonious Monk, Monk's Mood. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, there's two greats for you, John Coltrane and Duke Ellington, two of the greatest of all time, from the album of the same name, Duke Ellington and John Coltrane. And let's see who else is on that recording. When was that done? That was done back in 1962 and also featured Aaron Bell on bass and Sam Woodyard on drums. And reading something about this, John Coltrane was not very happy with the way that album came out, was disappointed in his own performance, and was very honored, though, to work with Ellington. And he felt Ellington was playing at a different level than he was at the time. So, and he mentioned that he didn't feel like he had caught up with Duke Ellington's playing yet. Very interesting. Of course, John Coltrane went on to be really one of the greatest tenor sax players of all time. Before that, we heard Coltrane playing in a different setting, this time with another great, Thelonious Monk, in a duet setting from the album At Carnegie Hall. We heard Monk's Mood. All right, time now, 6:45. You're listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Hope you're digging tonight's show. We're listening to some of the great players of all time, actually. People like Jackie McLean and Cannonball Adderley and Art Pepper, Sonny Stitt, Thelonious Monk, John Coltrane, Duke Ellington. So hope you're enjoying that. We're going to go on now. This is next couple tracks do not have saxophone in it, but it does have one of the greatest piano players of all time. And I was actually listening to this in the gym. I was really digging it as I was on the treadmill this morning. I thought I'd play it on tonight's show. So we're going to hear from the great Bud Powell.
Thank you.
All right, two versions of the Dizzy Gillespie classic composition, A Night in Tunisia. The last one you heard was a duet by John Hicks and Frank Morgan. Of course, John Hicks on piano, one of my favorite piano players, but on this one it was a duet, kind of interesting, and Frank Morgan on alto saxophone. So, yeah, dug that. Before that, we heard another one, another version of Night in Tunisia, this time from Bud Powell. From the album Blue Note Cafe, Paris, 1961. And let's see who's on that one. It's Bud Powell on piano, Pierre Michelou on bass, and Kenny Clark on drums. Kenny Clark did a tremendous job on that one. There was a really fine drum solo in that. Before that, another one from that same album, Bud Powell, Blue Note Cafe. We heard the track called Round Midnight, Thelonious Monk composition. As performed by the incomparable pianist, Bud Powell. All right, time now is 7:08. You're listening to WHUS Storrs, Connecticut, 91.7 FM, Radio for the People. My name is Ken, and this is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Now we're going to kind of switch things up a little bit. Definitely a different, more modern sound in the next track I've got queued up for you. This is a new, this is the latest one from Donnie McCaslin, and we're going to hear the title track from his album, Perpetual Motion. Mm-hmm.